I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, hotel, holiday in. Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, as I promised you, we are going to start doing a series called The Insider Scoop, where we have experts come in who are part of the travel industry that can give us details, tips, information to make us smart travelers. So today I'm going to start off with Doug Denman. Now, he's on the executive committee. He's an executive committee member of the Emerging Leaders Council of the IHG Owners Association. Now, IHG stands for Intercontinental Hotel Group. You may know this. It is actually headquartered right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So, Doug, I want to bring you on because I want to know some of the insider's tips on different things about the hotel industry. And I think you're the perfect person to ask to answer some of these questions that we may have. I want to start off with taxes. So welcome to the show, first of all, but can you tell me what all those things are?
Right. Well, so there's hotel occupancy taxes. We call it hot tax. And it is state and local occupancy taxes that are charged on your final bill as a hotel guest. You pay these taxes, and they go toward the state uses them to attract travel and tourism into the state, and the local communities use those dollars to attract local tourism into the local communities to help generate economic activity for the state and the local communities.
So in the long run, those taxes really are helping us, at least helping the city.
Absolutely, they help the city. They provide a big economic impact into the city, and being able to do all kinds of neat things to help attract people into the community and show them a good time while they're there, and showcase the city and help to build cities up.
Well, I like that idea because tourism is really a big part of most cities' economy. So if we can get those taxes in there to help build the cities up, I think that's a great thing. And it's good to know because when we see them on the bill, we're kind of thinking, oh, wow, that's extra money. But to know that they're going to something good, that's actually awesome. Now, what about regulations? Are there any regulations that are attached to hotels and that we should be aware of?
Well, sure. As a hotel owner and developer, when we go in and develop a property, we work with a city to build a property that meets all of the Americans with Disabilities Act requirements. So we are ADA accessible properties. And we also provide the life safety issues within a new build or a retrofit hotel to make sure that we are providing consumers and our guests a safe place to live while they're in, or live to a safe place to stay while they're staying with us as our guests. And also, we as a society have decided that we don't discriminate against those who have disabilities. And so we, as a hotel industry, have embraced that, and we provide hotels that allow for those people to come in and use our facilities just like any other guest that doesn't have a disability.
Well, and those are definitely very important regulations to have. Now, I want to jump to a topic that I think a lot of people may not really know the inside scoop on, and that is some of these online booking websites. Are they all a good thing, or are there some bogus ones out there? Can you give us the real insider scoop on that?
There's definitely bogus websites out there. Where I guess to tie back into what we were just talking about with the hotel occupancy tax and with ADA compliance and life safety issues and whatnot, there's a lot of short-term rentals, and I think as your listenership would be aware of this, because consumers need to understand and the traveling public needs to understand that hoteliers, legitimate hoteliers, are out there providing great hotels, a clean, comfortable, friendly experience for the guests. We're paying our hotel occupancy taxes and being good contributors and good citizens within the communities and the states where we operate. We provide hotels that meet all of the ADA regulations and the life safety standards that are out there. And one of the things that we want consumers to be aware of is that there's websites out there, including some short-term online rentals, that are selling hotel rooms. People can list an extra bedroom, for example, or they can list their house for a weekend that they're going to be away, or they can list their condominium or their treehouse, for that matter, where people can come in and buy a room just like a hotel. And these particular platforms are gaining in popularity. And from an entrepreneurial aspect of it, I get it. It brings a legitimate buyer and seller together and to sell a room in a house, for example. What these short-term online rentals are doing, though, the short-term online rental market is doing, is the buyer and the seller come together, but they're bumping into all these other stakeholders within society. For example, the people that live within the community that aren't getting the hotel occupancy tax for lodging transactions that are taking place within their community. These places, most of the time, the vast majority of them, do not meet ADA regulations, and most of them don't have the fire alarms and the fire sprinkler systems within the facilities that legitimate hotels provide to the traveling public, because we are providing a service and facility that as society as a whole, we've decided we want lodging institutions, lodging facilities, to meet certain standards. And that seems to be changing now. There's this new market that's come to be, and society is going to have to look at this new market and decide what boundaries we want to put on it, because right now that there seems to be no boundaries. They're coming in, they're competing with the hotel industry, but they're not playing on the same level field as legitimate hotel operators.
Well, and I would definitely think the concern would certainly be around some of those regulations that you did talk about earlier. Now, I'm thinking of organizations or companies like Airbnb or some of the vacation rentals. So are those some right. of the ones that you're speaking about?
Absolutely. So, Airbnb, HomeAway, VBRO are a few examples of the short-term online rental market that I'm referring to. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and those are becoming very, very popular. Now, I know we're coming down to the end of this segment, and you have so much great information. We will also put some information on our website as well, which is travelbagswithanita.com, with some of your other thoughts and suggestions about this topic. But any final thoughts that you have for us, Doug?
I would just like to encourage your consumers to understand and study and educate themselves on the type of facility that they're booking rooms. We, as legitimate hoteliers, really jump through a lot of hoops to provide the traveling public with accommodations that meet a minimum level of criteria that society in general, through laws and regulations, have imposed on hoteliers, and we meet a standard that provides consumer protections. And we want to encourage your listenership to utilize legitimate hotels, and because we do provide those good services to the community, whereas for the short-term online rentals are not.
Absolutely, absolutely. Doug, this has been awesome. So thank you so much for sharing all of this inside information.
Thank you, Anita. Have a great day.
Now, for more information, you may visit their website at www.owners.org. And, of course, check out all of their hotel properties, and we will list lots of those on our website. Doc Bill, that was a great segment with Doug. I mean, he brings up some really valid points, around the, vacation rental industry. But there are some other sides to it as well.
Well, they are, and I think we should address that in a further show. But again, hotels have been in the business for a long, long time, and I think there's a lot of value that they bring to the table when you're deciding where to go.
Absolutely, they do. And I'll tell you, I mean, one of the things that I think about sometimes when I'm going on vacation is getting to that hotel, just plopping my bags down, ordering room service, looking at a great movie, and just enjoying all the amenities that are right there, and really not having to worry about going very far for restaurants, for spas, or for even the gym access, just all of those things, and free Wi-Fi. I mean, there's so many great things that you get, when you're staying at a hotel. And it's just, it's a very comfortable, traditional way of traveling as well.
Well, that is.
So, you know, so again, though, we do want to, you know, present the other side to it, because we do, you know, talk a lot about vacation rentals and those options, and where, you know, in some cases that might be your main option that you have. So we'll definitely come back with a show about that. But now, this segment has been brought to you by IHG. Definitely check out their website. As we mentioned before, their website and more information about them will be listed on the travelbagswithanita.com. When you think about school vacations and taking the kids on vacation, you know, think about ways that you can have an educational vacation. And we say, Dr. Bill, right, that travel plus education is really truly something that we can do, right?
I agree 100%.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
I'm picking up good vibrations.